we've all noted today that she is the president's second choice, but she's by all accounts somebody who's steeped in healthcare policy and really knows the issue. She's also somebody who knows what it's like to deal with the opposition. She's a Democratic governor in an overwhelmingly Republican state. But, you know, a lot of people have asked the question today, is she ready for Washington? I mean, it's going to be a very tough sell on Capitol Hill, but she's going to get some help. Today, he also nominated Nancy Ann DeParle, who's a veteran of the Clinton administration, to be the White House czar on health care policy. Now, those two jobs were supposed to be handled by one man, Tom Daschle, but after his tax problems and he dropped out, they decided to, rather than have one person handle both jobs, have two different people. So I think between the two of them, the White House feels like they have a pretty strong team.
And we're pretty sure that they probably checked the governor's tax returns to make sure that all those... We're not
one
gonna,
would hope. Yeah. I think they are pretty sick of having nominees with tax issues or any issues, and I know you guys just reported about the U.S. trade rep.
So yeah, absolutely. So what do we know about the governor?
Well, she's a two-term governor. She also was the insurance commissioner in Kansas, and she's worked a lot on health care reform, actually. A couple of the papers noted today was, you know, with some mixed results. She worked really hard to expand medical coverage in Kansas, paid for by higher tobacco taxes, and she couldn't get that through, and that was a lasting frustration. But she's somebody who has politics in her blood. I mean, she comes from a political family, and, you know, it was interesting during the transition, her name got mentioned a lot for a lot of different positions. People would mention her for maybe education secretary or labor secretary. And she said at that time she wasn't interested in going into the administration, but I'm sure that when the president called her for this, you know, she felt like she couldn't say no and that he needed her to handle this issue, which is going to be huge for them. I mean, obviously, the budget he just released last week is really ambitious on a whole different whole host of issues, but healthcare is really up there for them. So they've entrusted her with a lot.
Now, other than some people wrinkling their noses at the idea of having a governor and a secretary position of a federal government agency, other than that, were there, you see any potential conflicts? Anybody get a bad taste in their mouth from this one?
I mean, no, not so far. I think that people feel that she's competent and knowledgeable. So I don't think her confirmation is going to be a problem. You know, we may hear a little bit about her views on abortion. I mean, she's Roman Catholic, but pro-choice. She's personally opposed to abortion, but pro-choice.
Right.
And so that's been controversial in her home state of Kansas. But it's interesting, one of the things the Obama team did in this time, this about month period between Tom Daschle dropping out and the appointment today, is run it past the Kansas senator, Senator Pat Roberts and Sam Brownback. And, you know, apparently they gave her their blessing. And when they released a statement, they didn't talk about the abortion issue. Some people think it's going to get raised in the confirmation, not the kind of thing that could, you know, hinder the nomination in the end, but maybe, you know, could be some tense moments as she's asked about some of her positions.
Do we get a sense, and you mentioned Nancy Ann, is it DeParle?
DeParle.
What the relationship between these two jobs will be, and how will this actually work as they move forward? And I mean, they're taking on a big project trying to take care of health care.
Absolutely, and it's a really good point. You know, it'll be very important for these two to work together. Today at the briefing, the press secretary, Robert Gibbs, was asked, well, who is really in charge of health care reform? And, you know, which of these two women is it? And he seemed to say Nancy Ann DeParle would really be spearheading the effort. And, you know, that's in keeping with the way the Obama administration has been handling a lot. They've been concentrating less power in the cabinet agencies.
A lot in the White House,
offices,
right?
That we call, they don't call them czars, but we do. You know,
right.
Carol Browner is the energy czar. You know, there's this urban affairs czar. There's all these different folks. So the power is really concentrated in the West Wing. So I think Nancy Ann DeParle will take the lead, but work a lot with Sebelius, of course, who, by the way, has a whole cabinet agency to run. And then, of course, there's the political folks who will be really involved. Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, will be involved. You know, so it'll obviously be a team effort.
So are we expecting this to move fairly quickly through Capitol Hill?
Healthcare reform or her nomination?
Her nomination.
The nomination, I'm sure they'll try to get through quickly. Healthcare reform, as you might imagine, I think will be, you know...
Think we're going to be talking about it a little bit?
I'm sorry?
You think we're going to be talking about it a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, no question about it. And in fact, on Thursday, he's having this healthcare summit at the White House and promised to invite congressional leaders and people from industry groups. And I don't know if you saw his weekly radio address is what we call it, but it's actually on YouTube now. He really seemed to say to industry and lobbyists and the Hill, if you're ready for a fight, so am I. And he knows this is going to be a really hard sell, but this is really integral to their whole philosophy and their whole budget. They're really trying to set the table and frame healthcare reform not as some kind of luxury or, geez, wouldn't it be nice if we all had healthcare, but as a really important fiscal issue and the key to getting our economy back on the right track.